Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
The South African Post Office. A few months ago, you might recall that we discussed how it has been struggling financially, as a result has gone into business rescue, and on the back of the business rescue announced retrenchments that would affect 4,700 jobs at the ailing state entity. Well, there's been a bit of a back and forth now between the business rescue practitioners as well as labor unions in terms of the outcomes and how this particular retrenchment process will work. Nathan Bowers, who is the joins us as the bargaining coordinator for the at the CWU, joins us now. That's the Communications Workers Union, joins us now to tell us more about the process. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Nathan, and welcome.
Thank you very much, and good evening to your listeners. We must remember in this discourse that the South African Post Office was placed under provisional liquidation. Mm-hmm. And then when it was going for full liquidation, the Minister of Communications and Digital Technologies put court papers to say that the Post Office must be placed under business rescue.
Yes.
So, In that regard, they then put up a collateral of 3.8 billion to sustain the business plan of the BRPs. Now, that was not done. The 3.8 billion was not provided by the South African government, and that was a major catastrophe. Gotcha. However, as Communication Workers Union, we were then the ones who were pushing government to ensure that we get that 3.8 billion. Subsequently to that,
Mr. Bowers, before you continue, I just want us to get clarity. They said we walk on a journey of fully understanding the concerns and how you as a union have participated. So you have no concerns about the business going under business rescue at the moment. As mentioned, the Department of Communications was meant to issue at least 3.8 billion rand as collateral. Can we just clarify, as a CWU, have you actively signed an agreement understanding that with or without that these retrenchments would take place, and maybe help us understand under what conditions these retrenchments would take place, where 42% of your workforce would be impacted?
Well, let me say that it's on two levels. On one level, it was clear that the government was going to give the 3.8 billion. Then subsequent to that, we met with two ministers. We met with the Minister of Communication and Digital Technologies, mm-hmm. and also the Minister of Labor and Employment, where it was clarified that we would then get the TERS going.
The Temporary Relief Scheme. Got you.
Yeah, the Temporary Employment Relief Scheme. Mm-hmm. Remember, it was put in place during lockdown, but government then put it beyond the lockdown. So we were saying, if we can get the TERS funding going, then you'll be able to sustain the job of the workers for 1 year. But in the agreement itself, we then said, if government comes to the party and they give us the TERS fund, we would be able to sustain the jobs of the workers beyond 1 year.
I understand what you're saying. But now, from what I understand, in the last few hours, initially, as you say, you've agreed that government will step in 3.8 billion rand worth of funding. You'll tap into the UIF and the Temporary Employees Relief Scheme program, essentially helping you to keep your union members and employees of the South African Post Office employed for at least another 12 months and even longer. But I understand in the last few hours there's been a turnaround to that, where the South African Post Office says they actually can't access the TERS program from the UIF. Is this correct? And help us understand why they're unable to access this capital.
That is correct. And as the CWU, we are putting the blame directly on the president of this country. We are putting the blame on Tulas, the Minister of Employment and Labor, and on the Minister of Digital and Communications. They are the ones, although their signatures are not there, We have been in meetings with them continuously, and they have been championing us, but now suddenly there is a turnaround about from them.
Do you know why they've turned around on this decision?
We are not sure why they are turning around.
Were no reasons given.
They have given us no reasons, because in our understanding, they are the political masters of TERS. They are supposed to give an instruction to TERS, because we have told the workers and their families that the ministers who have the interest of the workers at heart and their families, we have promised workers that, and we believed it, we believed them. We believed that they would never turn around. But now they have turned around, and we are not sure why they are doing this, because seemingly there is a problem now in this whole issue, because the implementation of the agreement was subject to their political decision to instruct their underlings to go with the agreement and save the jobs of the workers.
Mr. Bowers, I do understand, as you've mentioned, that the business rescue practitioner, Anush Ruplau, also highlighted the importance of this 3.8 billion rand in order to support the necessary payout of the retrenchment packages. Have you, as CWU, engaged with the business rescue practitioner to get a better understanding of why the capital won't be allocated now?
An hour ago, we've been in the meeting with Ranush has given, but Ranush and his underlings also are undermining the CWU. They want to destroy the CWU, these forces. Look, we must understand that there is a process going on in this country where the South African Post Office wants to be made privatized. People are wanting to privatize the South African Post Office. There are people in this space who are deliberately undermining the workers, their families, our union, because there are some things going down in this country, and it will be revealed in the next few days about why they have renegaded on what we have agreed upon.
Are you saying that there's something very malicious about this business rescue process?
There's a malicious thing going on here, because why do you agree that you will give us the monies, but on the 30th, the day when workers must not have been dismissed, they are now dismissed. Why suddenly on the 30th? We've waited for 2 weeks for the outcome. Now suddenly there is this turnaround. But the CWU will not take this lying down. We promise you, we are going to fight this thing in the streets of this country. It cannot be correct that workers are being misled by politicians who are having their own interests at heart. They want to privatize this post office. They want to take away this post office from the people of South Africa. We just passed the latest bill on post office, a progressive bill. And on the eve of all of these things, on May Day, a workers' day, people are renegading on workers. The CWU will not stand for this, ma'am.
Mr. Bowers, I'm keen to understand what this means now for your union members. As you've mentioned, they were meant to stay in the employment of the South African Post Office, and now they've been told that their last day was today, the 30th of April. Help us understand how this was communicated and what the role and responsibility of employees who are now essentially retrenched actually means.
You know, it was very sad today that they've renegaded on our agreement. Although they haven't put their signature as government to the agreement, we have had a consultation with two ministers over two meetings with our General Secretary, Kumule Soli. So it is clear what this means for the workers. Workers of the Communications Workers Union must now rise up. We have to take this fight to the streets with the other unions in the bargaining unit so that we can show South Africans that the South African Post Office belongs to them, that there are people who are elites that do not care. And I'm saying it on public. Elites who do not care about the workers and their families. And let me say, Communication Workers Union, in relation to what you are asking, we are going to mobilize our workers to take this fight to the streets, and we are disgusted that on the 1st of May, Workers' Day, they are renegading on the workers, and it is clear that we will not take this thing lying down.
Does this mean that you'll be striking before the end of this week?
We are going to consult amongst our structures. We are going to consult with the Congress of South African Trade Unions and its General Secretary, Comrade Solly, and we will rise up. We will rise up and show South Africans that we will defend their South African post office against these elites.
Mr. Bowers, outside of the TERS program and the 3.8 billion rand that was meant to be offered by government, specifically the Department of Communications, what is there any additional funding or alternative funding that would have been offered for this business rescue process? And essentially what I'm trying to understand is, does this mean that as workers stand today, retrenched from the South African Post Office, are they receiving their salaries? Is there a payout or any other financial compensation?
Well, they have received their salary. But it's a very good question you're raising. What other avenues are we pursuing in relation to this failed attempt we've made with TERS? We should have been a formality. We are speaking with COSATU so that the Public Investment Corporation, PIC, comes to our rescue. So as we engage on the streets, as we engage on TERS, we will therefore also engage with the Public Investment Corporation, PIC, to come to our assistance, because it is a disaster. How can we have people being retrenched, 6,000 people, in this economic climate?
Got you.
We do not have a caring government.
100%. Mr. Bowers, another aspect, still keeping with the money. As you say, the employees will receive their salaries. Will they receive, again, the full package, I guess, of the compensation in terms of Section 187?
Look, the Section 189. The Section 189, there is a lot of anomalies on this one. Number one, post offices have not paid the full pension fund to the workers. So there is a lot of anomalies going on. But what we are saying in relation to our statement we just put forth, we're going to engage PIC, we're going to continue to engage the government so that all monies owed to workers are paid out to them. However, our first thing is to ensure that TERS is implemented, that we're able then to resolve all the anomalies I just mentioned.
Got you. I just want to understand very clearly. TERS is for the continued employment of the South African Post Office employees for the next year or even longer. But as things stand currently, should your some employees have been retrenched, does this mean that they will receive or have received confirmation of adequate payouts related to the retrenchments?
No. Adequate payment has not been received, neither been confirmed. That is why the deal breaker was the question of TERS being given to the workers. And TERS given to the workers is not rocket science. It's a political act of the ministers. So we are not sure why the ministers have now renegaded on the agreement. But there are forces in play, and I want to put it in public. The president of this country must come to the party, because he himself instructed his ministers to ensure that 6,000 workers are saved, that we are able then to get the TERS and then make government a preferred supplier of the South African Post Office, where the South African Post Office would then be assured of business, where the state empowers the state. Because it cannot be
Mr. Bowers, okay. We'll have to leave it there for today, but there's so much more we'd like to explore, especially just understanding the skills base, the talent pool, the operational structures of the South African Post Office and how we can keep it viable. Because as you say, we do need to keep these South Africans employed, and maybe you can indulge us there. I'm just going to steal a minute very briefly before we go to ads. But help us understand not only the skills base of your union members, but as a union, have you made representations on how we can advance and progress the operational structures of the South African Post Office to make it a viable employer for the future?
Really good question. Look, we as a union has always been on this position that the South African Post Office needs to digitalize. It needs to comply with international best practice. So in that regard, we have made submissions. We have made submissions to say that our workers are capable of being trained and retrained. There is the National Skills Authority. There is the National Skills Authority that has billions of rand to reskill workers. So we are in a position, if people listen to us, we've made the submission. The reskilling of workers and this is of paramount importance to sustain the South African Post Office for the South African public, especially those in the rural areas. If you've read the latest things in the media where our own people, our gogos, have said that they can't use emails, they use the post office.
100%.
The post office.
100%. We'll leave it there today, Mr. Bowers. But thank you so much for indulging us. As you say, you've made representations. You are looking to upskill some of your union members. Feedback has yet to be derived. Thank you again for your time. We will certainly look forward to hearing from you and many other stakeholders of the South African Post Office to understand the progress on the 3.8 billion rand funding that is required to and part of the negotiations of the business rescue process. Thank you again for your time. That's Nathan Bowers, who is the National Bargaining Coordinator of the Communications Workers Union. Essentially, union members trying to keep workers employed for at least another year. Government had stepped in to say we'll assist with a 3.8 billion rand payout from the Temporary Employer Relief Scheme program. You might remember that from the pandemic, but since then that capital hasn't been allocated. As a result, employees were notified today that today's their last day of work versus having a potential additional number of months at the post office in their employ.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.